Hello, listeners, and welcome to a special extra edition of The Great Southern Stand, which I like to do from time to time, and in which I intend to have a damn good rant. And this rant is about a recent change in France. There's one thing I like about the French, and that's that they don't fuck about. When they see something that needs to be done, they just do it. I have bitched about their treatment of animals in the past, but even that is just indicative of their highly pragmatic nature. Now, most of us in the West don't necessarily like the idea of full Muslim dress on women for various reasons. The right-wingers fear that the burqa could hide any number of things and promote terrorism. The right-wingers are always scared of something. It's in their nature. The libertarians amongst us despise the male domination of women in the more stringent parts of Islamic culture. But not many Western nations have had the balls to do anything about it, most commonly quoting religious freedom as the main defense. For the French, this sounds like so much pansy bollocks, and in their magnificent French fashion, they have gone straight for the throat of the problem. This story from Al Jazeera. A controversial ban on face veils has come into force in France, meaning anyone wearing the Muslim niqab or burqa in public will face a fine of up to $216 and a citizenship course. Two protesters wearing niqab veils were arrested by police on Monday after they took part in a demonstration outside Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. However, police said the pair were arrested for taking part in an unauthorized demonstration, not for wearing the veil. Rashid Nikaz, a property dealer who is offering to sell a building worth millions to fund a campaign against the ban, has urged people to go to Notre Dame Cathedral for a silent prayer. Quote, "I'm calling on all free women who so wish to wear the veil in the street and engage in civil disobedience," he said earlier. Around a dozen people, including three women wearing the niqab, took part in the action, which was followed by a much larger crowd of journalists, police, and onlookers. One of those arrested outside the cathedral was Kenza Dryder, a 32-year-old woman who had earlier defied the ban by boarding a train from Avignon in the south to the demonstration in Paris. Quote, "I had been invited to take part in a television program, which I am going for, and I find that today is April 11th, the first day of the application of the ban," she said earlier. "This law infringes my European rights. I cannot but defend them, that is to say, my freedom to come and go and my religious freedom," the voluntary worker said. Her husband, Alal, added, "According to this law, my wife would have to remain cloistered at home. Do you find that normal? She has been wearing a veil for 13 years and it has not shocked anyone." Right, pause. I'm currently experiencing stress, which is, of course, that contradiction in your soul between the mind's desire to beat the living shit out of someone and the body's inability to do so. I really, really, really want to feel my fist thwacking into this guy's face repeatedly until he drops to the ground and stops twitching. According to the law, my wife would have to remain cloistered at home? No. No, she doesn't. She just has to take the fucking burqa off, right? Do you find that normal? No, I don't. You're a primitive freak. Yeah. She's been wearing a veil for 13 years and it has not shocked anyone? No. Incorrect. They just haven't said it because they're too scared of the laws that defend your religious freedom. I hate that guy. All right. Next. France's 5 million strong Muslim minority is Western Europe's largest, but fewer than 2,000 women are believed to wear a full face veil. It is the first European country to bring in a ban on face covering veils. Neighbouring Belgium has passed a similar bill, but it is yet to enforce it, while in the Netherlands, far-right leaders have proposed a ban. Many Muslim leaders have said they support neither the veil nor the law banning it, saying that it is not a religious practice, but a cultural practice. The French government says wearing the veil is a symbol of male oppression, but right groups have accused the government of Nicolas Sarkozy, the president, of attempting to stir up racial tensions and of targeting one of France's most vulnerable minorities. Other groups have also accused Sarkozy of enforcing the law in order to try and win votes. Tim Friend, Al Jazeera's correspondent in Paris, said, quote, There's an accusation against Sarkozy that he's trying to win back votes by introducing this law in the face of increased support for anti-immigration parties in France. Many feel that this is not necessarily strictly about emphasizing France's secular traditions, but more a vote-winning exercise by Sarkozy. In other words, pandering to people's prejudices, he said. How the law will be enforced has also come under question, since police officers will not be allowed to remove a woman's face covering. In a guide sent out last week, police were told that the ban does not apply inside private cars, as such cases can be dealt with under road safety rules. Officers will be able to take anyone refusing to lift the veil to a police station, where they would be threatened with fines. Those who are found guilty of forcing women to wear the face veil will also be prosecuted, facing a fine of up to $43,500. Good. Excellent. As we can see there by the size of the fines, this law is actually targeted at the asshole males who are forcing their women to wear these things. Right? That sounds fine to me. The timing is all the more sensitive after the UMP, the French ruling party, called a debate on the place of Islam in France. Some say that this move risks stigmatizing a portion of the population. French police arrested 59 people on Saturday who turned up for a banned protest over the veil ban, one of them on arrival in France from Britain, according to a police spokesman. Now, many of the women... this is back to me, by the way. The story is over. Many of the women are saying it's their choice. But here's the thing. If you are raised your entire life to believe that you are a slave with no rights, you live with that fact and may even defend it if questioned upon it. It's my place. It's our God's will. I am being punished for a previous life. You know, something. We all know about the class structures, right? People believe different things about the world. But how do we tell the difference between ignorance and educated practice? Is it really up to us to educate the world on the nature of freedom and force the more backward societies to embrace our values? Yes, is my answer. Arrogance aside, if it's a choice between forced freedom or sitting idly by and making a profit from primitive nations' internal oppression, I'll take forced freedom every time. Unless we are all free, no one is free, and our work is not yet complete. Vive la France! Vive la liberté!